Luke 16. I'm going to read verses 19 through 16. All right. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed of the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked the sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they that which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. All right, let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for the opportunity to preach, Lord. I pray that you would just speak through me, Lord, as I'm preaching your word. I pray you would give me the words to say, and I pray that I wouldn't say anything that you wouldn't want me to. I pray you would just use me, and I pray that somebody could get something from this, Lord, even if it's just one. I pray you would use me, and just say, I pray, amen. All right, and you see here, it says in verse 23, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And, you know, after you're in hell, you can't repent. You're in hell, you can't say, well, you know, now I believe because I'm already here, but, you know, now I believe you, God. You know, when you're standing at his throne, you can't say, well, you know what, God, since you're a loving God, you let me in, you know. I believe you now that I'm already dead. But, and hell was so hot that all he wanted was for Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue. He didn't say, can I have a glass of water, a drink of water, even a sip. He just wanted the tip of Lazarus' finger to be covered in water so he could just cool his tongue. And that's how hot and terrible hell is. And a lot of people don't know what hell is and what Christ did for us to get us out of hell. And so that's why we need to tell people now before it's too late, like the girl was just saying. Before people are already in hell, we need to tell them that there is a God that loved us and sent his son to die for us that we may escape hell. And there are, you know, good works won't get you to heaven. Nothing but the Son of God dying on the cross and taking our sins can get you out of hell and into heaven. All right, now I'll turn to Matthew 19. Matthew 19:16 says, And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? And Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And you know, you have to get a grip on that, and you have to make sure people know, like, you can't look at it, you know, well, if I don't tell them, then, you know, somebody will. You have to look at it as if nobody else will tell them but me. And you have to realize that they're dying and going to hell without Jesus Christ. And this man, you know, he was a good man. He had followed all the commandments since he was a young child, but he wasn't willing to give his life to Christ. Because he valued all of his possessions, you know, like my dad said when he preached on Sunday, he valued his possessions more than other people's souls and even his own soul. He valued what he had more than that. So he wasn't willing to give his life to Christ. He wasn't willing to sacrifice what he had just so the people could go to heaven and that he could witness to people and tell people that there was a loving God that sent his son. And we need to tell people now before they're already dead and before we go to heaven and they're in hell and we're going to be standing in front of God's throne and seeing all these people that we could have told, and their blood's going to be on our hands because we didn't tell them.
That's right.
All right, now we'll go to Acts 16. Acts 16:25 says, "And at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' And they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house.'" People, you know, a lot of people don't even know that there is a heaven. They don't even know that there is hell. They don't even know who God is. You know, there was a man from Maslin earlier this week, and I didn't get to hear the whole message because I came in a little late because I was at the orthodontist, but I heard him tell a story. He said he was in a restaurant, and these two boys came by, and so he's felt the Lord was talking to him, to telling him to go witness to him. So he went, and he was telling him about Jesus and all and everything. And he said, you know, if you die without Christ, you're going to go to hell. And one of the boys looked at him, and he said, "What's hell?" So he said, you know, well, that's a place of eternal flame that you will never stop suffering from for all eternity. And he said, but if you want to escape that, you can believe on Jesus, and then you'll go to heaven. Amen. And one of the boys said, "Well, what's heaven?" And he said, "Well, you know, that's where God lives." And the other one said, "Well, who's God?" And this was just in Maslin, where he lives. This is in Ohio, in America. People, 15 and 17-year-old, had never heard of God, never heard of heaven or hell, and they don't even know that they're dying and going to hell. They don't even know that what they're doing, you know, is sinful and stuff. They don't realize that, and we need to tell them that without Christ, they're dying and they're going to hell, where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth and there's torment for all eternity. And as it said in about Lazarus and the rich man, all he wanted was the tip of Lazarus's finger to cool his tongue. And that's how hot and how terrible hell is, and people don't know even what hell is. And turn to Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And obviously, that's not talking about, you know, if you sin, you die. Like, I'm not, hey, my mom tells me to go make my bed and I don't do it. I don't die right there on the spot. It's saying a spiritual death, where you go to hell if you don't believe on Jesus Christ. And so we need to tell people that God sent his son to die for us, to take his sin upon himself so that we can go to heaven. And people also need to know that Jesus Christ is the one and only way that we can get there. And that good works, you know, being a good person will not get you to heaven. Turn to John 14:6. John 14:6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And you know, there are a lot of people who need to know that Jesus Christ is the one and only way they can escape hell. You know, no matter good works, no matter how much you help the poor or volunteer in your community, it will not get you to heaven. We have to depend on the righteousness of Christ, because we are such sinful and ungodly people that there's nothing we could ever do to get ourselves into heaven. We have to rely on his righteousness and him dying on the cross to get into heaven. There's nothing we can do. People need to know that. And so we need to tell people that they are dying and they're going to hell, where they will suffer for all eternity if they do not believe and trust fully in Jesus Christ. And so my challenge is just, you know, tell people around, you know, you probably pass hundreds of people, if depending on what you do with your living. You know, if you work in Walmart or something, you see hundreds, maybe even 1,000 people a day that you could be passing out tracts to, and we just let them walk by. You know, we don't say anything to them. We're too scared to get mocked, made fun of. And, you know, you think, well, if God really wants them to be saved, then somebody else will tell them anyways. You know, if it's really God's plan for them to get saved, somebody else will get them saved, because, you know, that's what God's will is. But maybe God's will was for you to tell them.
Yes, sir.
And we're not, amen, and we're not doing it, and they could die and go to hell because we're not telling them. Yes. So we need to tell people that there is a hell and that they will be dying and going there forever if they do not believe on Jesus Christ.
Amen. Great job, man.